Hey everyone, before we get started in today's podcast, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
We are officially live.
Did you hear what we were talking about?
No, I went to go pee. That's why I turned off my cam.
Nice. We're back, baby. The Big.
We're back.
The Big is back after a big break, baby.
It has been a big break indeed, and it is good to be back. Episode 9.
Vacation, dude. You know, gotta take some time for the holidays, of course.
Yeah, of course, of course. Holidays, it's okay. You know, it wasn't that, you know, we didn't have anything to talk about in the first week, but, you know, it's not a big deal anyway. Episode 9. Let's start with this. One thing that I'm just going to say, my camera is broken, so I'm using my old camera, so it looks a little scuffed, so I apologize for that.
Hey, man, this is a podcast, dude, okay? You true, think the cameras matter?
True.
Yeah, this isn't a video call cast.
Okay, so first topic today is just like kind of just going over the winter break, you know? How was everyone's holiday? Chat, how was your holiday? Let's just join together and just talk about how much we love each other for a bit, you know? Chad, you go first.
I mean, you guys are all right. You know, it's good. You know, that's cool. Like you guys, I guess. I didn't do too much over the holidays. Just relaxed. Was on the stream grind a little bit, you know? Just took it easy, though.
Would you get... Show them the thing you got. That sick... The collector's edition.
Yeah, I got this crazy cyberpunk... Doritos sent me this, like, cyberpunk-themed, like, fuel cell full of Doritos for, like, the cyberpunk launch. It's, like, a futuristic Doritos package. It, like, lights up
so
and all this
sick
stuff. It's got some Doritos in the middle. Yeah, if you're listening, it's pretty cool. You should check out the video on YouTube or something.
Yeah,
So there's Doritos inside?
Yeah. So this whole thing, like, I could take it apart if you want me, like... Do the whole...
Yeah, take it apart. Show
them. Well, like, it comes out of the box, and then it turn it on, and, like, lights up all crazy.
God.
Sometimes it's red. There's, like, a sensor. Sometimes it turns blue. And you, like, pop this out, and then the Doritos just come out of the cell like this.
Like a fuel pod or something.
Yeah, it's, like, futuristic, you know. And then you just pop this open, the Doritos are inside. I haven't opened the Doritos part.
Is there a bag?
I don't know.
Or are they just,
I think they're, like, just chilling, like, stacked in here. Like, you know what I mean?
And like a perfect triangle,
yeah, something like that.
Pretty cool. I feel like it's not worth to open. Like you should.
Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe I shouldn't open it, or maybe I should, or maybe I should wait till 2077 and see if they're holding up. You know,
damn, 2077. That might sell for a couple mil, no cap.
Dude, that's some YouTube content. I just gotta wait like a bunch of years, and then I got a thumbnail and everything.
Yeah, it'll be ready in 60 years, bro. You got it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The content's ruined.
Man, content really was dry for a while.
But yeah, okay. Man, Doritos sent me that. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool little thing. I didn't get to play too much Cyberpunk, but I was enjoying it. It's a pretty cool game so far.
Nice. Nice. Respect. Rizzo, what'd you do during your break?
I mean, I'm still on my break. I head back to New York on January 4th. So I've been here since the 15th. I'm in Arizona now. So the team house is in New York, and then went to Arizona. I've been chilling with my family.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I don't know. It's like downtime too. So I got like a little setup over here, chilling, doing, streaming YouTube still. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. But yeah, hanging out with family. And that's basically all I've done since I've been here and, you know, gaming.
Yeah, your fam is hilarious. I tweeted Merry Christmas and your dad replies. Like,
your Biryani?
Merry Christmas. Yeah, it's like Merry Christmas to the fam. That looks amazing. I love your dad. Is so funny. Every time I see your tweet or anything, I just get so excited. I'm like, oh, Rizzo's dad.
Yeah, you followed him. We were hanging out, and he was like, "Sis followed me." He's like,
I didn't know I wasn't following him. I honestly thought it was.
He's like, "You want to message him and ask if that was an accident?"
Oh man, what a goat! What a goat! I love your dad, dude. That's funny. I have speaking of dads, I have if you want me to segue into mine, if you have nothing else to talk about.
I was telling Rizzo and Chad
earlier about we had a little vacation, right? So I did a little spending time with my dad, and my dad actually in California it is legal to grow marijuana, so my dad grew marijuana. And I didn't know. I go upstairs and I have one of my cousins who's like, he like runs a dispensary. He came over and helped them with everything. I go up into he has an orchard. He loves his orchard. He plants like lemons and oranges there. He could sit there his whole life. Yeah. His whole life he could live in the orchard. No cap. So our orchard's crazy. Lots of fruit. He has chickens up there. He has birds up there, parrots and stuff that he loves.
Yeah, bro, we get it. You got an estate, like a whole ass farm. Okay, keep it moving.
Sick. Anyway, so there's a green room area, right? He puts his tools in there. Okay, that's where the green room. My cousin decided to come by. He grew the plants in there, and then he's been leaving them out. My cousin's had like a whole. He set up like a whole LED light thing that lets them dehydrate. So we basically made our own product, and via California law, thank you very much. And so we decided, let's test it out. My dad was actually down, okay? He's never smoked weed before in his life, okay? It was his first experience, and it was a really cool experience. I never got to smoke with my dad before. I thought it was a really, really cool thing to do, because considering my whole life, my dad's been, like, anti-weed. Like, I've been caught before for, like, smoking weed, and my parents got, like, pissed. And then now they're, like, more chill. Like, my dad literally smoked it with us. I was like, whoa. And the way we smoked it was, like, Chad's a stoner. He might know too. I don't know what the term is, but it's called a volcano, and it's like a thing that puts just clean air
It's a vaporizer. That, I'm not a stoner, exactly. Bro. Okay? I would never touch the devil's
never.
Lettuce.
No,
you literally just went, it's a vaporizer.
I mean, yeah, I'm just familiar. I'm a smart guy, you know. I know about a lot of stuff. I've been around the block a few times. True. Yeah, the volcano is a vaporizer. You detach the bag and it just vaporizes the flower up into the bag, and then you take it out the bag. Yeah.
So my cousin set that up for us, and it was like super clean. My dad was smoking. My dad smoked cigarettes, so it was funny seeing him cough and I didn't cough, and he's like, "Why aren't you coughing?" I'm like, "I don't know." I was like, yeah, I've never smoked before. So he got high, and I've never seen him high before. First time ever, even in his life, he's never been high. And he immediately didn't feel anything. And then 10 minutes later, he was just like, oh my God, like everything is spinning. He's like, I feel like I just drank a very fine cognac. And I'm like, I'm dying. Me and my cousin are dying of laughter. He's like, I just drank very strong cognac. I feel good. I'm like, oh, nice. Hell yeah. I'm like, it feels good. And then 10 minutes later, he gets the munchies. And he goes to the garage. And I find out he goes to the garage, and I follow him because I'm curious. He has a secret stash of chocolate.
My dad has a secret stash.
He's got a secret stash of chocolate, bro. I go and I follow him, and I just see him munching on the chocolate. I'm like, bro, you got the munchies. So he's got the munchies. And then literally this in the span of 30 minutes, 10 minutes after that, he knocks out in the guest room. Knocks out, just completely passed out, and wakes up like 3 hours later saying, I'm never doing that again. He's like, I hate how it made me go to sleep. I'm like, Dad, you smoked an indica, Dad. It's different ones, you know. Anyway, it was
gotta
a fun
give
experience.
Him a nice sativa, man. You know,
exactly. You got to wake him up a little bit. So
I don't smoke though.
Yeah, no, I've never smoked either. That's only weeb smoke. Okay, so next topic for the night. Now that we've covered our winter break, very fun winter break.
That was your winter break.
Yeah, mine's
pretty good.
That
dude.
Was pretty much my winter break. There was some other stuff that happened.
Yeah, I just hung out in the orchard, smoked big loud with my dad.
It was pretty cool.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be the most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to Comscore. So it's clear Indeed can help you get the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. It's their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. The NBA is back in action and football is heading into the playoffs. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So, next topic is skill cap in other games. Okay, now we're transitioning away from real life stuff back to gaming. Skill cap in other games, and the reason we are bringing this up is there was a tweet made by a Fortnite pro on NRG. His name is Benji Fishy. He said, Fortnite has the highest skill cap of any game. And in turn, AJ, a Rocket League player on Peeps, I was going to say PK, on Peeps tweeted, Rocket League has the highest skill cap of any game, a counter to the Fortnite claim. And in turn resulted in a lot of controversy, both on Reddit and on Twitter, via Scrubkilla tweeting, RL is miles ahead of any competitive game I've seen. Thoughts. And now, let us discuss.
Let us discuss.
So Rizzo, I want you to go first on this, actually.
All right, well, what do you want? Like, the what I think the highest skill cap game is,
I want you to talk about, since you're playing pro right now currently in Rocket League, you're most comfortable with the skill cap right now at the top level, so give your opinion on the skill cap in Rocket League versus the other game. Do you think it's higher? Do you think they're equal and that each game just different? What do you think?
It's pretty hard. I don't think Rocket League is like the highest skill cap game, but it's definitely up there. I don't think Fortnite beats Rocket League though. I think Fortnite is probably easier, but the only reason I say that is because the main point being is that like other skills will translate from different games. So, like if you play CSGO and like go to Fortnite, like your aim probably sticks at least a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but if you go from like Fortnite to Rocket League, you have no transferable skill at all. Like yeah. If I go to play a first person shooter after playing Rocket League for 5 years on keyboard and mouse, like I'm gonna be hard stuck silver. There's no doubt about it. Like I don't play first person shooters.
So do you think like the fact that Rocket League has such unique mechanics and like a unique style to the actual like core gameplay? Is that what you think like makes it so hard and makes it like such a high skill ceiling game?
Yeah, I think like if we're talking, because I wrote some games down here, if we're thinking like these skill cap games, I'm going to ignore Minecraft. I don't know why I put that there. But I'm thinking like CSGO, like first person shooters, because there's so many of them. I feel like that would be like a lower skill cap.
I just added one to there.
That's a good one. Just because it's all transferable. And then like, the building mechanics in Fortnite make Fortnite like a little bit harder than those. Mm-hmm. I would say like other first person shooters, but I think like the hardest game is like Osu. Like
really?
Like skill cap. Yeah. Like
okay.
Actually hitting the very top in Osu is like, that takes natural, like so much natural talent and then so much grinding as well.
It's pretty ridiculous tracking. I've played Osu and I've given up on it. I've even bought a trackpad for it. I've literally given up because of how hard the game is. Yeah, I didn't feel like trying to learn it because it was so hard.
for people who don't know, Osu is like a rhythm game, and you have to tap your keyboard as you like follow the circles that pop up on the screen. So it's like they go pretty fast. Like it seems easy if you just watch somebody, but if you try to like actually do it yourself, your hand-eye coordination just doesn't follow until you play for years.
Really quick, since we're on the topic of Osu, this is completely unrelated. Have you seen Osu streamers recently on Twitch? I don't know. Or no?
Yeah, I have. They still do it because a lot of them...
Not like recently, but yeah, I've like watched a ton of them. I used to play a little bit like back in the day.
There's like... The reason I'm mentioning it is because like half of them literally just play without music because they can't play. Yeah, they play... If they want to play a song, they just mute Osu and then play. And then they'll just play without beats. It's like so weird to me. But like, I just think it's funny how much that's impacted. The DMC has impacted Osu because that category kind of got destroyed. Same with like obviously Rock Band, all that stuff.
Mm.
I haven't seen that because Osu is like, it's not like the mainstream. Because I feel like a lot of the DMCA stuff is coming from like, you know, like US companies and stuff like that. But
yeah,
like
the big music labels like UMG and.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, a lot of that music is like Asian and just like Japanese stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they care as much as DMCA or like sending out strikes. So I've been to a few OC streams recently and they've been playing music. So I haven't heard one muted, but I don't go there that frequently.
Mm.
That's fair. I mean, I the only reason I saw it is because I saw a clip and then I went to go look at the OC streams and I was like, wow, it's really.
Was that like right after the DMCA started happening?
Yeah, it was after. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be a little different. People like, I don't care.
Yeah, people are probably just like, whatever. They turned off clips and stuff.
This is literally just like those aim trainers or like aim labs or something, but like on hard mode with rhythm, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's a time stuff.
And it's like most of the people that are good at it don't use mouse, they use
they use like a pen, a little drawing tablet or something. Yeah.
All right, Chad, let's lead into you. What do you think is the hardest Kill Call game? And I know you have a big background in CS, so you know CS, you know PUBG, you know the battle royale scene. So you know, give your opinion on the skill cap ceiling.
Well, I mean, I feel like when it comes to like skill ceiling, you have to sort of remove games that have some sort of RNG element like already. You just have to remove that, right? Because like, yeah, you can make the right play and like based on like percentages, like you think this is the right play, whatever. But like, that's not like an actual mechanical or even like strategical like skill ceiling. You know what I mean? And if it is, like you still have to play through the RNG and it's just like, I feel like you can't even count games like that necessarily.
Yeah.
But like,
what would you throw in there with RNG?
Are you saying like, PUBG is like, well, like slightly RNG?
Like think any BR, literally any BR that has just like a drop. Moving circle or like specifically like PUBG is low-key random. I think in like actual professional comps, like settings, they have a more like centered circle and it's not as random, but like you still have those elements in the game. So I don't know. It's hard for me to say like games like that have the highest skill ceiling. But it's also possible, like, because you're playing with percentages and a random element, it could be argued that, like, those games have a higher skill ceiling, in fact, because, like, you're playing this line of, like, this percentage, I do this play, you know what I mean? Whereas some other games are, like, I don't know, like, fighting games, for example, like, it's very mechanical and, like one-on-one, like, all on you and your mechanics and your decision-making. And, like, I don't know, when it comes to, like, shooter games, like being like the resident FPS guy, I could play like any first person shooter game fairly well because of my aim. Like I just get a sensitivity that feels what I'm used to, like the muscle memory I've had for years, hop in there and like play it. And then with a lot of FPSs, it also comes down to like movement and then game sense. And game sense will, you know, can come from strategy or just, you know, kind of like theory crafting shit about the game. But like, I don't know, like it's hard for me, like being an FPS guy, to be like, Rocket League, for example, doesn't have the highest skill ceiling because, like, I've played so many FPSs, I don't feel like the skill ceiling is as high in these FPS games just because I've been doing it so long. But there's a lot of people that can't really even play FPS or don't play FPS games, so it could be like climbing the mountain to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like me, where I don't play FPS games.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah. I mean, I think it is pretty tough going into FPS games, but the legit, like, I just don't play them, and I don't play mouse and keyboard all that much unless it's like Minecraft. But like, I'm not gonna gonna transfer that to FPS skill. When you mentioned RNG though, would you consider something like League of Legends RNG because they have like crit chance and stuff like that? They have like variation damage or damage variations, or like not in that way?
I don't think so much so in that way. I don't know.
Because in Lee, you can control the amount of crit.
Yeah, like you're building based on a certain percentage through like, you know, past games and like game like history and like research essentially, right? And like you need about this percentage to like consistently do this much damage. Yeah. You know what I mean? You start to build around like expecting when you're going to get those crits and playing those percentages. But that's like, that's already like, I feel like that's such like a smaller portion of the game. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not super common that like someone like wins out on some crazy team fight in League because this guy had like crit, five more percent. Like this guy hit the crit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it never boils down to that. We're like, well, PUBG being an example, cause that's like the only game I play. You get a circle, you move on that circle, like preemptively get good positioning, like get a compound or a building or a hill. And then you're holding that spot and the next circle rolls and you have to like cross the entire map. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, like let's pack up, try to get a good rotation on the circle. But you could get like screwed over from all the other teams moving in. Like now you have to travel across the circle, or you could literally just get the circle on you every time, never have to move the whole game. And like, you just have the best positioning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. I mean, games like the skill ceiling in so many games. Like I've played a lot of games, like so many different types of games. I've gotten to like Diamond and League. I've played CS since the very beginning. So many different stuff. But out of all the games I've played, I'm not gonna lie, probably the hardest games to me to learn and get to the top were Rocket League and Smash Bros. Smash Bros. I'm not even talking about Rocket League, because Rocket League we've already kind of gone into. But Smash Bros. Like the skill ceiling in that game to maintain being consistent, dude. It's ridiculous. You have to 1v1 against everyone, all constantly competing to improve, and no matter what, you have to stay at the top. Like that's why I find, like, you know, like those five Smash gods, like Mango and Armada and Hungrybox, all of them, like it's crazy that they were able to stay at the top that long, because in such a what's wrong, like in just like a super filled game with really good players. Like there's so many good players that could take your spot anytime. And to be able to outgrind them and make sure that you make no mistakes on the big stage with all the pressure solely on you, no other teammates, is ridiculous, because you can't make any mistakes. And that's why I think that game has a higher skill than the Rocket League, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've never played much Smash at all. Like I played it once at like a friend's house, but like that was basically it. And I got whooped, so I can't really deny that.
Dude, the good Smash players could probably beat you without even taking damage if they're that good.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Wait a sec. Hold on. So I had to pause because I just want to say we have a celebrity in chat that I haven't seen in a long time. Mr. Rob Wolfless himself. Just wanted to note that for anyone watching. Pretty cool to see him here. Anyway, what were we on about? The skill ceiling games? Yeah. Smash Bros. Is my personal pick. I think I just wanted to go a little bit onto the RNG aspect that Chad was talking about. What do you guys think about speedruns? Because there's a lot of RNG in speedruns.
First one I think of is Minecraft.
Yeah, obviously. Crazy RNG. Crazy amounts of RNG. And we can even bring up the Dream situation about him supposedly cheating his RNG, which no one will ever really know because there's two sides of the story.
If you want to get into that, you might want to explain it a bit. We actually do want to.
Okay, well, just to quickly summarize for anyone that doesn't know about the Dream situation, Dream was caught cheating, supposedly, by a group of Minecraft committee people that just analyzed speedruns. Yeah, Minecraft experts. And they analyzed his speedrun that was a world record, and they determined that his luck was so insane based off of stats. It was like 1 in 7 trillion, and it was so ridiculous that it was just deemed cheating, that he boosted his numbers, and that there was like some files he included in his stuff that proved that he cheated his numbers. And then Dream came out and released a counter argument saying, here's a Harvard statistician and here's why everything you said is wrong. So there's two sides of the story. No one really knows. He makes good videos. He's a good speedrunner still. But again, even a good speedrunner with cheats is probably even more ridiculous. So there's not the people that would say, like, you know, that he has no reason to cheat. A person that's the best player in the world and is cheating is even better. It adds more to the story. So, there again, we'll never really know.
I mean, did they also like do the math on anyone else with like a world record time and like what happened in their run, and then like get the odds of that? Was it like crazy fucking different?
Yeah. So Illumina was the second highest speedrunner, and his record was like pretty lucky. Like, he got that. So there's the 99th percentile, right? Which is the highest possible luck you could probably achieve. Then there's Illumina, like a little bit under that. He got pretty lucky. And then Dream is miles ahead of the 99th percentile. His stats go way, like, it's just straight line up. And the 99th percentile is just going, like, straight across the graph like this. And Illumina's right under it. Which is why it's so insane to the Minecraft community. But everyone that watches Dream and is like younger probably doesn't really care, considering his videos are so entertaining and stuff. So, but anyway, let's talk about the speedrunning luck star. That's what I wanted to get into. Speedrunning and the luck aspect in games. How do you guys consider that with the skill cap?
What other games are there that people speedrun?
There's like Mario, Nintendo Mario, and then there's like some.
Oh, that's part one.
There's like
Nintendo Mario.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. There's what's that game? There's not speedrunning, but there's like skate and stuff that people compete on. And then for speedrunning, there's like
Wait, Chad was just talking about the speedrun he saw right before the podcast, like 2 hours ago in Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk speedrun.
I saw a PC, I think it was like a PC Gamer article headline. It was like Cyberpunk 2077 sex speedrunner. What was it? Oh, God.
It's like gets laid in 11 minutes.
Yeah, it gets laid in 11 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 sex speedrunner gets laid in just 11 minutes. Oh, my.
Oh, my God. That takes what kind skill, of like, bro.
Yeah, that's got to be a pretty good skill ceiling to get that, bro.
Is there RNG in that one? See, like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Do we count speedrunning as, like, the skill ceiling in a game, though? Because
I don't think
that's kind of a good, like, conversation, because a lot of the things you need to do in speedruns require these, like, insane, like,
mechanics
and, like, abusing, like, certain glitches and mechanics in the game. And they're, like, a lot of them have skills that take forever to practice, and I actually get down, and like some stuff's like frame perfect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, do we consider that as like the main skill ceiling or general skill ceiling of the video game, or like the people that play competitively, you know what I mean?
That's a good question. I think if it's like any sort of mechanical skill that's like frame perfect, I think you count that. But the one I'm thinking of is like most of the RNG in Minecraft is running in a direction and hoping you find a dungeon, or not a fortress. And then when you give Piglins gold, you literally press your Q button and they toss gold, dude. And then you pray
the blaze rods too, all that, everything. Yeah. There's so much luck involved in Minecraft.
There's not anything from the Minecraft speedrun, like with RNG, that's like actually frame perfect or.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, you know, dropping a water bucket under your feet as you're falling. Yeah. Like that's something, but that shouldn't happen in your speedruns most times. But regardless, like, yeah.
That's like just being able to adapt in a speedrun.
Yeah, dropping gold in a speedrun, that's not like, that doesn't take crazy amounts of skill.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so the RNG aspect of Minecraft is a lot. So that's, I mean, like, I would say there's for sure a lot of skill involved in Minecraft speedrunning and stuff like that to be able to consistently, like, adapt in different scenarios. But, like, I feel like that kind of game, I could never say that Minecraft is, like, a higher skill cap than, like, half of these games on this list.
Yeah. No, I think Minecraft is definitely down there.
Yeah. Also, League of Legends is another game we probably could touch on slightly, because like that game is so much like research and planning ahead of time for your opponent and banning out their best picks, banning out picks that way they can't counter your picks, warding in certain areas where you know they're going to path because you've done replay reviews and you've seen how the jungle paths, etc. So League gets insanely complex in the sense that the skill cap is a lot involved in the research behind the game.
Like the micro game.
Exactly. It's very important.
Or like macro. I don't even know which one it is.
Macro is wide. So it's macro. It's macro. Micro is like mechanics and stuff, like in-game stuff. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, I think MOBAs in general, just because of how in-depth they are,
crazy,
have like really high skill ceilings. But then it's like, do we think whatever game then has like the most depth and the most mechanics in theory has the highest skill ceiling because there's so many different parts you can master?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's like, well, it just depends on how
if we're talking about it like mechanics that, right? Versus well, if we talk about it like that, like Rocket League is kind of limited in that sense.
Same way, like,
or Osu, right?
A circle. Just click it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you need to know, like, all these items for, like, you know, your MOBA of choice. You need to know every hero, you know, every single ability, like, how to use them, how to play against them, what they synergize with, every single item, how that affects every single character or hero. Like, So it could just be like, which game has the most stuff? That's the highest skill ceiling, you know?
Yeah, a lot of it involves like research and just memorizing in League. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of view them like equally. Like, I feel like mechanics and like just using your brain, I feel like not one is like more important than the other. I feel like they're equally as important. That's why it's kind of hard to judge which game has the highest skill cap, because, you know, Smash Bros. Mechanically, I would say that one you actually have to be frame perfect and in real time, mm-hmm. which is crazy. But League, you don't really have to be frame perfect. You just got to be consistent and do research. And then if you have mechanical plays, that's just added in. Like, just you just do mechanical plays by just being good at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. This argument between like AJ, Benji. Benji's not even involved in it. I don't even think Benji replied, but
yeah, it's not even an argument.
Yeah,
it's just, it's just like
the community argument, community between different communities.
Bait. It's a bait tweet.
It's a bait tweet. I don't really think you could say one is better than the other. I think most games have a pretty high skill ceiling. I think you could argue mechanical and mechanical, like how high the mechanical skill ceiling is versus how high the research and like macro skill ceiling,
yeah,
is.
Like the game sense and the knowledge and everything.
Exactly. I don't think you can.
I mean, it's just
like
it's a hard
game.
Thing to measure, especially for us, like, because we all have our like kind of niche games that we play really well, and then like going on to any sort of new game, like we'll transition skills we already have, or like if it's a game with skills we haven't like been working on for years and years and years, we might be like, oh my god, the skill ceiling in this game is insanely high, which is you know, Rocket League has very unique mechanics and skills, so. Maybe that's why people think Rocket League has the highest skill ceiling, but
it's really hard to
view it like in an unbiased manner because of like, you know, like our abilities.
Yeah, for sure. And we've kind of played people. I mean, if you think about it, when we first played Rocket League, we came into it and we were like absolute garbage. Like, this game, it's a whole new type of genre you have to completely learn. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a weird situation with Rocket. Even Smash Bros. Same thing. Picking up any fighting game, if you're unreal at an FPS, you can't hop into a fighting game and be good. It's not possible.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that kind of covers the skill cap topic that we wanted to kind of go over. Any last comments you guys wanted to make before we move on to the next one or no?
Rob said something in chat. Just the quick thing. He said, people be crazy. Any game will always have people pushing standards so high. So any game at the top level is like peak madness. Not exactly what he said, but you know how like when a game first releases, it's like so fun. And then like a week goes by and you're like, dude, this is so sweaty. Like, it's so annoying.
So Fortnite, yeah. Literally Fortnite.
Yeah, you think Fortnite, well, Rocket League took up a little bit more than
Apex too. Apex was like try hard as hell eventually.
Rocket League, Fortnite, Fall Guys.
Every game, dude. Have you played PUBG recently?
No.
Man, the only people left are all sweats, bro. It's so hard.
It's like the people who just like commit.
I gotta like pay attentions, dude. I gotta pay attention if I want to get dubs, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. I feel like that happens at any level, like at any game. If you're like so chat has like a crazy amount of hours in PUBG. Like, if you're just good, anyone that's going to be playing with chat at that level is going to be also having that amount of hours. So it's probably just all the sweats remaining. Like, kind of goes for ranked in Rocket League, too. If you're playing Rocket League streaming, like Rizzo, I've seen him complain half the time because he's just like complaining about his teammates being trash or the other team just being like, there's like a three stack of like Arsenal, Sipical, and someone else on the other team. You're like, cool. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You already know you lost when you loaded to the lobby.
Yeah, it's just nothing you could do. You just give up. You're like, oh, bunch of sweats. Only sweaters allowed in the top ranks here. So
that's a loser's mentality, bro. That's a losing mentality. All right, yeah, you got to get in there and be like,
no, see, you can
this
have
this mentality. Chance.
When you're not streaming, you can have the mentality, though.
Time to embarrass these fools. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Daddy's home.
That's true. All right, next topic. This is kind of like just a funny topic we wanted to just go over because I'm sure some people in chat watched the video, some people listening maybe haven't, blah, blah, blah. But the G2 house tour was recently released on YouTube, and anyone can go watch it. It'll be on the G2 channel, I'm guessing?
G2 Esports channel, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, so you can go watch it over there. It was a pretty funny house tour. I kind of want Rizzo, for sure Rizzo should go over the whole, just explain the video like slightly and then, you know, go over what you thought about it while they were recording and everything and then a reaction afterwards because I know you did a little watch party of it.
Just explain. This whole crew like came to our house and we had like, before anybody was allowed in, we all took like COVID tests and stuff, like rapid COVID tests to be sure. And like, yeah, everybody ended up coming in or whatever. And then we do this house tour thing, and basically Reed or Chicago is like the main person doing this. He's like, hey guys, welcome to the house. And he walks through the entire house, like saying, this is this, whatever, whatever. And so for the most part, I'm sitting down, like the other three of us are just sitting down on the couch for like an hour or so until we even have like a chance to do something. Cause they're just refilming and like retaking all these shots. And so we end up like playing ping pong, and I get hit in the face in the house tour, which is like, they're like, okay, this is what you're going to do. We're going to start playing. And then Jake, you're going to hit it like way over his head. And I guess he heard, okay, hit him in the head. So he slams it right in my head.
Wait, and that hit you?
Yeah, I like tried to.
Yeah, hits him in the face.
It hit my hair. So it was like all cushioned because I got like a mop on my head.
I didn't even know it hit you. I thought it bounced off the wall because I heard the glass break or something like as a joke. I didn't know
that's
it was like.
Yeah, that's a sound effect.
Yeah.
Glass broke.
No, yeah, I know no glass broke. I'm just saying they made it seem like I hit the wall or something.
Yeah, no, it hit me and then I tried to dodge it so quick that I ended up just falling. I lost fell. My balance. But yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was scripted. So honestly, pretty good acting, Riz. Not gonna cap.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. We were talking about that before. Like, I feel like I could be a little DiCaprio or something, you know?
a little Delonio DiCaprio. Wait, Delonio DiCaprio. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
De Leonardo.
Oh, De Leon. De Leon.
Okay. Anyway, so we Yeah, I don't know. I got hit in the face with a ping pong ball, whatever. It didn't hurt. I'm okay. I'm still alive.
It didn't hurt. Bro, it didn't hurt. Shut up.
It didn't hurt, guys. And then, yeah, that was basically like what I did for a while until they made it all the way up to our rooms. And then I just like, all right, this is my room. I got my bed. Here's some monitors. And like, that's all I have in my room. I like
that's how everyone went, by the way. They showed each of their rooms and it was all pretty much the same thing, except
you guys don't like own any possessions. Like you don't have any items. Like what do all day?
Jake was the only one.
It looked like one of those staged homes, like in a development. It if did. You're interested in buying, like what's going on, dude?
Furniture.
No anime posters. Like what's going on?
JNF's had a what?
He had the watch thing at least. That was the only like collectible thing that I saw the whole video.
Yeah, that was like a travel bag though. It wasn't like really part of the house.
And we didn't even see it.
You know
it could have been nothing in it. We don't even know. So honestly, like, maybe
belongings?
You have nothing.
I mean, I had a few things. It just happened to be all my monitors and stuff.
your Philips monitor.
Yes, that's my funny. Philips gaming.
Oh, yeah, the Philips 50-inch. Thank you very much for the replays. So another, I just thought it was just funny because the whole reaction from the community was that it was just a really cringy video. It was definitely. And then Rizzo watched it on stream and he himself cringed while watching it.
My chat was like, oh, and I like the G2 house tour or whatever. And I was like,
is that when you realized it was out?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I knew or something. I don't know. I think I like retweeted it, but I didn't watch it because I was like, I don't want, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I already know, like, you already know what's in there. And he was like, oh, I don't want to watch it. But I was like, chat, should I watch it on stream? And they're like, yes, watch it. And I was like, be honest, is it cringe? And it's just a flood of, yes, it's so cringe.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. So it's a 6-minute video and it probably took me like 15 minutes to get through because, you know, the pause and the.
It was 10, like some cool, you could make a couple GIFs out of that. Like the whole thing was just cringeworthy, but it was like fantastic cringeworthy. Like,
dude, anytime you try to do like a house tour, especially in the style of MTV Cribs, the odds are you're going to come out with some cringe, bro.
I mean, especially when every scene you see Jazzo, he just has like a weight. He's just going like this the whole entire video. Yeah. Every other scene, I was just like, what?
How many times have you seen him lift, bro?
That's what I was like, honestly, I wish Jazzo was in chat right now. How often does Jazzo actually lift? I need to know.
Everybody should tweet at him and ask if he even lifts, to be honest.
A better question is, where did you guys even get the weights from? That's actually a better question.
I'm pretty sure those are Reed's.
Reed?
So Chicago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you think they're
Chicago.
Mine?
No,
you
think respect. Respect Chicago. Man's on the grind, you know? I respect it.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how that whole thing came up. I was just like, They said the entire thing. This is what we're going to do. And they like went through it with Reed. And I was just like, just call me when you need me. You know? And then, yeah, I just did my things. And I was like, I don't know where the weights even came from. Or like, I know they're Reed's, but I don't know where that idea came from. And I was just, whatever. I don't know. If they want to do it, it's them.
Good meme.
I was just doing my thing.
I mean, Jazzo, he looked pretty clean. You know, he's wearing all black. He was representing the Samsung TV. You know, it wasn't bad. I respect it. Shout out Jazz for taking care of the sponsor.
The Samsung TV, you mean the Philips?
That one. Yeah, whatever. Whatever one you guys have.
Yeah, whatever.
Those are Philips products, sir.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. Should have gotten the product placement correctly before we started this. But yeah, that's basically the G2 house tour. That kind of sums it up. I feel like
you're a candle aficionado, and I didn't see a single candle in your room. Chad.
Right.
We gotta talk about this.
This is what happened. So
What happened?
Are you not a candleman anymore?
Thanks for the $1,000 for the 1v1. I'm gonna go use it all for candles. Dude doesn't even have a single candle in his room.
Listen, bro.
Not a single candle. This dude went to a best of five and a 1v1 to get $1,000 and didn't spend a dime of it on candles, even though he said he would.
My first candle making, my step into candle making, I was in Austin. I was living in Austin. And then, you know, I had to go to the team house. So I'm not going to bring my candle making stuff.
Bring it with? Okay, we'll make candles before and bring the candles with you.
Right. Now, hear me out. In Austin or whatever, I made some candles. I made a lot more in Austin. And then... living in New York for, I don't even know, 5 months or something, I am so bored there after some point. I'm just like, dude, all I do is play Rocket League and stream. I was like, I need something. So I bought another candle making kit.
You got a second!
And I made, I got a cheaper one because I was like, I'm not going to buy like the nice one I have in Austin, you know? Or it's just a little nicer.
Really quick, how much was the one in Austin? Can I just ask?
It was like $90 or 80, $90 something. And then the one I got in New York, it was like $30. So it had a lot less stuff in it.
Okay.
Anyway, so I buy some flavors.
Flavor? Scents? You mean scents?
Buy some fragrances.
Taste test them.
Fragrances?
I made one candle while I was there. And it was good, and I was burning it. And I, like, showed it off last year. I was like, Chad, look. And then I dropped it, and I got, like, wax everywhere. And I was like, oh, shit. I had to clean it up. But, and then, eventually, since it was, like, it was kind of a weak candle-making kit, you know, the stuff isn't, like, you kind of have to, like, measure out your, you don't have to measure, but, like, you want to make sure you have the right size for stuff with, like, the wick and then the container, or else what happens is, when you're burning the candle, the wick just falls over, which is what happened with my candle. I was burning it, and the wick fell, and then the wax dried, and the wick was under my wax, and I was like, I'm throwing this out, whatever. So that was the only candle I made in New York, so I didn't make it in the team house video.
Dang, dude.
So, yeah. So, okay, aside from that one candle, you're telling me you never decided to make another candle for any of your teammates?
I didn't, no.
So what did you like?
I can make another one.
You just bust out candles apparently, like, but why weren't there any in the video?
Exactly.
That's all I'm asking.
It's Christmas time. Like, at least make candles as gifts. That's, you learned making candles for a reason, you know? Like
peppermint and gingerbread, you know, flavor candle, you know?
Blueberry, maybe. Cobbler, something.
It just sounds like you guys want candles.
I really want a candle.
Maybe I just want a candle for Christmas, bro. Maybe I'm mad you didn't send me a candle for the holiday.
Maybe I'm pissed too. Huh?
I
could send a late present, bro.
Better. I mean, you're in Arizona. It's like, that's a quick shipping right over the state, you know? I'm right here. Chad's literally 5 feet away from you or something. You can
hop in the car and come pick that bitch up.
Drive over right now.
Like, say the word.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I can't believe it. Man, make candles just for himself. Insane.
Yeah, they're nice. I like them. That's why I gotta keep them.
How often do you light them? Like, how often are you actually sniffing them?
When I actually have one made, I'll light it like every day.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
And then it burns after like depending on how big it is, usually like a week or so.
That's a long time for a candle though.
Yeah. I just don't like blow it out though, so it's burning for like 8-10 hours a day.
Have you seen like how expensive actual like candles are at like Bed Bath and Beyond and stuff?
Yeah, like a Yankee candle. You mean my competitors?
It's like 40. Your competitors?
My competitors.
Okay.
Candle giants.
Candles are like a 16-ounce candle, 12-16-ounce candle. That shit can go like 30.
Like 30 bones.
It was 40. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I have to turn on my can because I'm wearing underwear. Let me go show you guys this.
What?
Don't worry about it, dude. How do I mute my cam? All right, one sec.
All right. He doesn't turn it off on stream. It's just stolen off for us.
Why does he have pants on or like shorts or something?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like we were prepping for like a few hours. Like,
oh yeah, he was not wearing pants like the whole time.
Oh no, I was, and then right before I literally Rizzo was in the call. I was like, dude, I can't wear pants during the podcast, so I took them off. Anyway, this candle.
Why though?
Because I can't. I like sitting in my chair without pants.
All right, respect.
That's fair.
So this candle was $40. $40. This is a candle from Bed Bath and Beyond called White Barn Mahogany Teak Wood.
What's the ounces on it?
Smells pretty good. It actually smells really good. This is, what does it say? 14.5. How big are the ones you make?
Usually like 4 or 8.
4 or 8. So yeah, this is $40 for a 14 ounce candle. It came with like this, but like,
I'm pretty sure it's 14 ounce. It's not, I don't know if it counts the jar, if it just counts the, I'm pretty sure it just counts the wax. So it's 14 ounces of wax.
But like dude, are you telling me they're charging, because I don't think this is like that expensive to make, the outer thing, so like what, they're really charging $4 for the wax inside?
Well, they got like a triple wick, like that's kind of nice. They got like a triple wick in there, bro.
It is a triple wick. It's pretty nice. It smells really good too, but like damn, it just seems crazy.
Okay, dude, what do you mean? Okay, I need you to like elaborate. What you mean like that's kind of nice, it's got a triple wick? Like I figured that shit was easy, you just add two more wicks. Like is that really like such a process that's impressive? Oh, yeah. As a candle maker,
listen,
I'm gonna light it.
It's not like crazy, but like the more wicks you add, the more chance you have for mistake, you know. One could tip, one could fall over. I'm telling you, it's not that crazy, but like I would never made the effort to make a triple wick, so like crazy to me, you know.
Oh, okay, no. So I don't know why this is the only lighter I have here, but
okay, dude.
He's lighting his candle. He wants to smell the rich. What was it? I don't even know.
Teak wood.
Teak wood. Smell of teak wood in the late evening. Hey, you're on the biz.
Hey, that smells crazy. All right, I'm gonna put this right here.
Also, with the triple wick and the color of the glass, it makes it look expensive. I think it's the color of the glass. The color of the glass is crazy.
Ooh, yeah, it's like that somewhat.
It's like an orange, like, yeah, it's nice.
Or translucent.
I'm gonna keep this right here. Light it in my face.
It actually reminds me of like firewood or like camping, you know?
It's literally called mahogany teak wood. So, yeah.
So, there you go. And it's all in the glass. And I'm sure that glass isn't like too cheap. Probably, but like.
It's got some weight to it, you know?
Not as cheap as like a metal tin that I would use, though.
you should get a nice glass one, like may actually make a sick one and give it as like a present. That's an easy, dude. You give that.
See, the thing is I thought about making like, well, shipping candles in general. I'm scared to ship glass because if it breaks, I'll be so sad.
I mean, you could just, I feel like if you just bubble wrap it, there's nothing can happen.
Yeah, I've never gotten broken candles before, so I don't know.
But was securely bubble wrapped?
Because
bubble
wrap is goddamn.
Huh? I don't know. Maybe you got some bad bubble wrap. I don't tell you.
Anyway, where are we even at with? How did we get?
We're at the next topic. The next topic of the day is second channels. Whether it's streaming, whether it's YouTube, which is the most common one. We don't really see second streaming channels too often. We just kind of wanted to go over the effects of both. You know, compare the two. Whether we would do it ourselves and why we think people do it, stuff like that. So I can go first on this one if you guys want, since I thought you guys have gone first on the others.
Sure.
I actually don't have a second YouTube channel. I know Rizzo does. Rizzo has his Rizzo Live. That does really well. I've seen the views and everything it gets. At most streamers, you'll see have second channels for content, specifically for the streams on Twitch. And the reason we brought this up, we were watching Ashley Asmongold earlier. I forgot the name of his second channel. Do you know it, Rizzo, or no?
No, I don't.
It's literally his name. It's just his real name. I think it's called Zach something.
Zach Lol.
That's what it is. So, Rar. Zach Rar. Yeah, Lol is Poke. So he has a second channel. I think I've seen some other streamers too, but Asmon's the main one that I've seen that has a second channel. And when I've seen him stream on it, he's usually a lot more chill. His chat isn't as AIDS, clearly, without 60,000 people from WoW coming in and just being AIDS. You know, he averages crazy viewership, but he decided I want to make a second channel. I want to have less viewers and I want to be able to chill. So I think it's a pretty cool way to just relax, get away from like your normal daily job. I feel like you kind of lose your mind trying to do the same thing over and over and over, playing WoW for like 6 months straight to 60,000 people just typing about how stupid you are in chat and how you look like a goblin. So I'm just, it's just like Twitch chat can be insane sometimes, dude. But I think it's a pretty quality of a choice. I don't think he's really doing it for the money. I don't think anyone would do that for the money. It's clearly just for like the mental health, it seems like to me.
Or he probably just gets, yeah, mental, or like he just gets more enjoyment out of it if you would consider that mental as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like, it seems like so much more relaxed or chill. Like I went in there, he just didn't have his webcam on. He was talking about, I don't even know what he was talking about, but it wasn't wow. Like he was actually having a conversation about something. And that's probably something he can't really do much on his main channel, because like anything you say, you'll get like Lil W, Idiot, yeah, or Papega, and mm-hmm, stuff like that.
He's actually spit out some pretty good facts before. Like Asmin's actually like a smart dude. Like you listen to his stream and he's obviously a troll for like the stream and everything, but he's genuinely like a smart guy. Like he knows what he's doing, and you could see it more on the second channel. Like I'll watch for like 30 minutes and you could literally just tell immediately it's a different guy pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I think like a big thing with the whole second channel, aside from like maybe, you know, analytics or whatever, or like, you know, being able to actually talk to a chat again, like, because those streamers are so big, right? It just gets like the spammy chat, you get the meme chat.
You can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also sort of a lot of streamers that get to this size, they feel like turning on their stream every day isn't them just hanging out with chat and gaming, right? It's their being their character, their upplayed version of themselves, or like they're putting on their show, right? There's this sort of level of quality and this expectation that their main channel now has because of how popular and how big it's gotten, where as they create this sort of alt account, they tell some people about it, maybe tweet about it once, they're not going to get that same sort of traffic. They're not going to get all the hype that is around their main channel, and they can kind of just be like, hey, just so you know, you're not going to get my live notification like on the main channel. Like, don't come to the main channel. Like, you're not going to come in there like expecting it to be the normal show or the normal character, you know? Like, it's just a way to sort of like allow them to connect with their audience and like kind of just be like a streamer in a chat hanging out again, as opposed to, you know, producing the show, playing the character type thing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I never really thought about that. How like they kind of like up them every time they turn on their stream, they kind of just like up their personality a bit. Like it's still like a different, it's still them, but just like a different iteration.
And straight up, some people play characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Doc, like perfect example.
Yeah, yeah.
Doc literally, like, remember when he opened up that stream and, like, you just see him without the everything on and you're just like, what? It was the weird, I remember, like, seeing that live, I was like, what am I even looking at? It doesn't even look like him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
without the whole setup.
The whole setup, yeah. And it's just weird how it's seeing streamers in a different persona like that. Because, I mean, I think when I stream, I'll like, definitely up the persona a little bit. Because you kind of just have to on Twitch, because you want to, like, stand out a little bit more. It's so, like, saturated on Twitch. You can't just, like, get away with just sitting there and not talking to the chat and just, like, being quiet and stuff. Unless you're, like, mm-hmm, an absolute god gamer, perfect aim, everything. Like, not no one even cares about watching you for your personality, just straight up for gaming.
No, 100%. I'll upplay it a little bit from time to time. But for the most part, I'm honestly usually just having, like, a lot of fun, like, games, like, doing my thing. And so, like, I'll get excited and I just, like, get loud and shit. But it's hard for me to, like, not... It's hard for me to not, like, just kind of be myself when I stream, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to, like, really, like, play up a thing or, like, be, like, Mr. fucking good vibes or, like, do whatever, you know what I mean? I would say, though, like, me on stream compared to off stream, I would say, like, I'm a lot, I'm probably, like, way more chill off stream, but I'm also, like, a lot more, like, cynical, I think.
Cynical?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, just, like, dark, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll just, like, say shit that's just like, damn, or, like, you know, like, a joke or, like, whatever. But it's, like, if I'm sitting on stream all day, everyone's just going to be like, oh, Sag, bro. Like, what's wrong with this guy? You know what I mean? But it's just, like, I don't know. That's how I joke around and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean,
would you guys ever consider having your own second channel or no? Like, I know Rizzo earlier was talking about how, like you know, he misses, like, when he was at, like, 800 viewers, being able to re-chat, like, easily and stuff. And now, like, the new Rocket League free-to-play came in. There's a lot of new kids in chat.
Yeah, I don't have, like, a problem reading my chat. Like, I usually still see every message. It's just the problem of what's in those messages. Sometimes I read, because, like, I don't know, maybe if you do it every day after so long, you're just like, oh my God. But, like, obviously I have, like, my core community.
People you always see, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Love them. But sometimes the people come in and they're, oh, I could beat you 1v1. It's like, dude, you're the 800th person this week.
It's like, dude, another comedian in the chat.
Where's Rizzo? Bro, can you call Rizzo and tell him I said hi?
Oh, like for your players?
Yeah, that's always, yeah, oh, play with Rizzo. Play with Rizzo.
Where's Sis been? I don't know.
Always, like, bro, dude. What the fuck?
Always. Oh, dude, yeah. I know exactly. I know Rizzo. I talk with Rizzo and his dad and his mom and his sister and his cousin and all the time, dude. I know exactly what Rizzo's doing, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you get that a lot. But I actually, like, sometimes when Squishy's streaming, I'm like, yes, like, nice. He's streaming. He takes them all. Most of them go to him, and I'm just like, sweet, let's go. And I could, like, actually chill and talk to my chat. And the weird thing is, I don't actually ever, I, like, rarely ever look at my viewer count when I'm playing Rocket League. Sometimes I tab out and I'll see it on, like, my dashboard. So I don't look at my viewer count, but I can tell when Squishy is streaming most times because it's just the way my chat is, or I just know somebody is streaming. That's like,
yeah,
it's like either Squishy
a YouTuber or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone
Squishy,
big. Yeah.
Exactly.
Squishy, and like, I, someone like that.
Exactly. Justin. I could just tell by the way my chat is reacting or acting in general, or just the spam of the messages, I guess, how fast it's going to. And like, I get that. It's so much more chill to have, like, or even when I switch to games, or switch to other games, which I don't do often, but I just,
it's, yeah,
just
mainly like, because of like the response, right?
From others?
Like your community.
No,
or like not like your community, but like viewers in the chat at the time, right?
Yeah, well, I don't do it because a lot of times I feel like I don't have, like, time. Like, you know, I need to play Rocket. I feel like I do. I feel like I use that as an excuse as well. But
yeah,
you know, I need to play Rocket League. I need to.
Right. But yeah, that's kind of like the, like, you don't have to, you know what I mean? But then it's like you're opening that gate of like, what the fuck is this? Where's Rocket League? What is this shit? Like, why aren't you playing Rocket League? You suck at this. Go play that. Like,
that doesn't. Oh my god, the stick to Rocket League ones. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, my bad. I don't want to enjoy something.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often though. But like, my core community is like, they love it when I switch and do something else. They know they hate Rocket League.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of people who will like come in and they'll like watch it or something. Most people just like leave at this point. They don't actually ask me or question it. So it happens, but it's not like a large majority of them. It's like every few messages, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
This new, somebody said in chat, this new Rocket League update is a little weird. The classic, the go-to joke, the comedian.
Ah, yes. I think game you normally play, but an update. Haha, funny, man.
Oh, this new Rocket League update looks so weird. Oh, these new Rocket League graphics look so cool. Every time. That's the most, that's like the copy pasta for when you play a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is
there's
this
like a
Rocket League?
There's an interesting message in chat here. It says sometimes streamers need to get more aggressive with cringe and toxic chat, like call that shit out. I'm definitely one to like kind of call my chat out sometimes, but also kind of like, I don't know if that's like really a great solution because it,
like, I don't think so either.
It's almost the whole like just ignore it, like don't address it, like, you know, like let it go by, because like then you're like, you're giving him the time, you're talking about it, like it's going to affect you more, it's going to affect everyone else viewing, and then like if you're being aggressive and like just like shit on people, like more people are going to be like afraid to chat in your in your stream, and like it's like kills the community vibes, and like it's just not like, it's not that great, you know what I mean? It's like, it's if like
you,
a
are you finished?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nah, there's like a, I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure a lot of, like, you guys have, I'm sure, but people in chat or as well as anybody listening, like, if you ever go to a stream when somebody kind of calls out a viewer, it's always a little weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like when somebody, there's like, dude, stop typing that stuff in my chat. And it's like, I do that. I know I do that. I try to make it funny because I know it's weird, but I know some people see that. Some people visit my stream for the first time and they see that. And there's like a kind of weird click away. And it's such an odd thing that like to deal with. Whereas, like, I ignore most the garbage in my chat, and mods will take care of it. I just let it go by, and then, you know, hopefully they either learn or they get banned eventually. But
there's, like, okay, there's, like, a certain, okay, if someone is, like, in my chat constantly, like, they're sitting in there, and they're just repeating the same thing for, like, 10 minutes, then I'll call them out. I'll be like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'll literally go off on them because it's like annoying. I don't want, and like, you know, maybe my mods aren't there or something, so they're not kicking him or something. But when someone's in my chat, I'll call them out if they're constantly doing it. But if it's just like one message that I see, I usually ignore it. But if it's the same dude constantly saying the same thing and just repeating it, and like everyone in chat is getting annoyed at the dude, then I'll call him out for it usually.
Yeah, it's like, dude, like no one responded to your message, including the streamer, for a reason, bro. Like, now I gotta fucking smack you down with the brat. Come on. Don't make me do that.
Now I gotta punish you in front of everybody.
I'm over here trying to be good vibes. I'm not a babysitter, man. You know, I'm just trying to have fun.
Yep. And the most common is, like, they'll be do that, just copy-pasting the same message, and you just gotta be like, dude, I've seen your message the past 8 times, and the reason I haven't replied is because it's such a stupid message, it's not worth replying. And you just gotta, like, tell them that sometimes, because there's some... there are people that will literally think that you're just not seeing their message. And, like, you're seeing it. It's just not worth replying to.
I mean, kind of a little bit off topic, but, like, I mean, it's not even off topic. Like, some people just say really weird things or, like, odd things to answer.
Like, what do you mean?
Like
oh, Rizzo, can I see your toes or something like that?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so that is really weird. That usually just gets timed out in my chat. I have a rule that says don't be weird. That's weird.
Hey, I have that rule. That's the only rule in my chat.
Yeah, don't be weird. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm saying, like, okay, I get this one every so often. People will say, like, do you like having Krenovi or Chicago on the team? No, like, no, either way I answer that sounds weird. Doesn't matter which way. It sounds weird for one person. Literally a double-edged sword. I can't answer that.
It's but such people a expect thing. People are like, oh, he's gonna answer this for sure. It's such a good
no,
question.
No, like you're talking like questions like where they're trying to like bait some drama or like
get
some sort of like answer or like find some sort of drama or like whatever it is. They like fucking want more. It's like a drug, dude. They're like, oh, I need to know. Like, I need some sort of like, oh, give me the drama. Like, yeah, give me the juice.
I mean, kind of, but I don't think that ever. I don't think they. Some people do it on purpose, obviously, but I don't think some people even recognize they do it.
You think there's just some sort of like social disconnect?
Yeah, definitely.
Where they like don't understand like how they're like being perceived or like, you know.
And I know I have younger viewers as well. And younger viewers might, I mean, I know for a fact they don't understand some things like that.
I mean, 100%. Yeah, right. Even when I was younger, I would say, there's no way I didn't go into like some YouTube comment section and say some stupid ass shit like that. I guarantee
I did it too. Like, I already know.
It's just the young people. Like, they don't really learn how it is to be like social until they're like older and then like they understand what's weird and what's not. But that's just like kind of normal. I feel like that's expected for any like Fortnite dude. If you think Rocket League chat is AIDS,
I've seen Fortnite chats.
Dude, if you honestly, I'll just like watch clicks sometimes because he's just cracked and like energy will tweet him out and I'll just go look. And I'm just like, bruh, this chat. I wouldn't even keep it on if I was streaming. It's not even worth it.
Oh yeah, like just reading his chat. I saw somebody say he got like a kill in Fortnite or something, and he said, or no, something happened on stream, and he said, oh, can we get a come on, bruh, in chat? And it was like, he had like 10K viewers, and it was just people typing, like, come on, bruh, you know, like not the emote. It was come on, bruh, like actually typing stuff out. And it's like two people got the emote out of like 10K viewers.
Oh
like,
my God. Like,
they don't know the Twitch culture or like, you know.
So many normies, man. So many normies everywhere.
That's not even like BTT. Like, I mean, I can understand. Like, I get how like that could happen, but it's like seeing that and like there's like a huge disconnect with that with the streamer to his audience when he says, "Oh, can I get a come on, bro?" in chat, and like two people out of 10K say it, and then everybody else is come on, bro.
Yeah, at that moment, you're just kind of like, who are you people?
Like, where did you guys come from?
What is this?
Yeah,
I mean, dude. Yeah, what about backseaters, bro?
My tag.
I get so many backseaters in PUBG, dude. Yep. So many be like, hey, you missed this, you missed that, pick that up, always. Gun there, this gun, like that amp, like, and like a lot of the time, I'm like missing the M4 on purpose because I want to use a different gun or something, or like, and I'm just like, I know, I saw it, man. I know, bro. Okay, like. And if I forgot a piece of loot one time, it's okay. Like, I'll get more later.
Yep.
Get off my back, chat.
Yep. And the same thing, I streamed Rust. And people don't understand, when you stream Rust and you're in combat, bro, you're not looking at the loot trying to see if you missed something. You're trying to grab stuff and leave. And
you're waiting to hear other guys. You're trying to be ready to like, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to grab and go fast before people come and kill you. And then I look at my chat. Oh, you missed. Like, bro, I know. I can't do anything. I'm trying to leave. I'm gonna die and get none of it. Why would I stay for like two more items and panic about fixing my inventory when I could just leave and get away with 80% of the loot? You know,
because they have no like I wouldn't say, like, I don't know. It's weird to say, like, emotional attachment. But, like, if you die, you're going to be upset. Where Chad's just, like, they might
they
be
want, they want you to be a loot goblin, bro. Yeah, you ever watch a Tarkov stream? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Get it all. Get it all. Get it all
of it.
And then if you die, they're just like, Omega Law, why are you loot
back
still?
Back, rotate the gun. Unhinge the back. Like, oh, my God. It's like, I'm trying to get out. I hear noises.
Always, dude. It's always the people who are sitting and watching the streamers that play the game for like 80 hours a day that like, oh, do this, dude. Oh, let me teach you the game.
I literally like this leaning back and they're like, oh, my God. They're just like sitting there.
Absolute keyboard warriors, dude.
Oh, man. And like all you're doing, all right, like all you're doing, guy in chat, is watching, okay? Like I'm sitting there, I'm looting. While I'm looting, I'm also moving so I don't get headshot. I'm also listening for guys around me. I'm also trying to look through the back of my inventory screen to see if a guy's peeking that angle that I'm like half holding while I'm looting. Like there's a million things going on.
Chad's
all
like
you're doing is staring at the game, bro. Of course you're gonna see that stuff.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Oh yeah, when like very small things happen on like the corner of the screen and it's like guy, a blind guy on your left. It's like,
yeah.
Like the top left corner is like 3 pixels showing of his helmet or something.
Yeah.
It's like, of course I didn't see him. I'm looking in the middle of my screen, looking at my map or something.
Oh, like you hear my keyboard, guy? Bro? This is 8 p.m. I'm doing a lot over here. I'm sorry I didn't see that pixel.
Dude, you know, actually a game that has like the worst
backseat.
What's up,
we're doing the podcast. No, I didn't eat Mongolian beef, Mom. Okay, continue.
The game that has the worst backseaters, or at least in my experience, is when I played chess, of all things.
Chess. Okay, that is a huge backseat experience. Huge.
Yeah. I was just like, guys, I want to play some chess. Or like, I was playing. I was like, guys, I just want to like learn, you know, if we want to talk about something afterwards. Like, that's cool. I'm down. But like, dude, I'm sitting there trying a game. And I'm like, I'm like thinking about something. And I glance over at chat.
Knight to d5, d6, pawn, king, checkmate.
I'm like, I understand you have 7 years of chess experience under your belt, but I don't have fun just copying your moves from my chat. Like, I do not care. I want to actually learn and like do the experience myself.
Yep.
It's like, oh, don't care. Rook to a7.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like, and like, not to generalize like chess players or chess viewers, but chess, like being like such a strong mental game. I feel like you might get a decent amount of like know-it-all kind of people, and that could probably be really annoying if you're trying to like stream or play or learn chess. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because chess is no mechanics. It's just that's actually
well,
brain
yeah,
power.
Your mind,
pure brain power,
dude. Just pure
absolute
mind,
war.
You know?
It's literally war. It's like who's smarter at
five
war.
Steps ahead. You know what I mean?
Yep. And speaking of backseat gaming, the only tag on my channel is no backseat gaming. That's the only tag I keep on my channel. Because it's just like that all the time. That's all people do. Even with the tag, it doesn't even do anything. I just leave it there. So if someone, maybe one person sees it, they're like, huh, you know what? Today I'm not going to backseat game. That's what I hope.
You know what? I'll hold back today.
That's what I hope. One day, maybe someone sees it and decides not to. That's the only reason I have it there.
Oh, man. I mean, what do you think? Like, what if the guys that are backseating just want to feel like they're more like part of the stream? You know what I mean? And that's their way of doing it, man. Maybe they're not bad guys, you know? Maybe they're just like trying to get involved a little bit. You know what I mean?
Usually I'm just assuming that they're probably just like a 10-year-old who just got the game and is just looking at a streamer and they're like, oh, I just did this 10 minutes ago. I'm going to tell them about it. That's what I think every person that does that is doing.
Or it's like, look at my giga brain. I'm gonna tell you how to do this. Like, I'm so smart.
I can see that. Look at my giga brain.
Trust me. Look at my giga brain.
You go rook to e4 right here, and you'll win the whole game. That's how I imagine every person talks that when they type that in chat.
All right.
Well, we kind of got off topic on the second channel thing, but I think it was a good podcast overall. We had a lot to talk about. We kind of covered most of it, and then we kind of covered the second channel thing. If you want to, I don't know if you wanted to go over that mentality bullet point, the last thing. I think we sort of covered that too, but I think
I think Chad hit it when he was saying how
the whole like doing a show versus playing a character or just like hanging out with your chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all right. For the mental game.
That's the biz.
That's the biz,
baby. It's the biz.
Yes, sir.
That's the biz. Thank you, M, for coming by. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Make sure to catch us next week, every Monday, starting now, because it's a holiday break, you know, 6:30 PST. And yeah, and we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
Wait, say it again, say it again, say it again.
5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
leave a comment.
Yes,
leave a review. Tell us how much you like it. Tell us how much you hate it. You know?
Yes.
You know, watch it on YouTube.
Give it,
burn it to a CD. Give a copy to your grandma. You know, let her listen. See, you know? See you next week.
See you next week, dude.